Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and again, this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we're studying from the life of Jesus and His teaching concerning you shall know the truth, and it shall make you free. Now, I've heard people, in fact, you know, that's not wrongly used, but in a way misused. You'll see it inscribed on the heading of newspapers. That's not the truth we're talking about. So, and most of them write it, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yeah, right.
Well, in that context, okay, it won't make you free.
Right.
That newspaper will not make you free.
That's true.
But in certain areas, it might set you free. But that's not the truth we're talking about.
That's right.
No. How do I know that's the truth? Because you said it was the truth? Mm. I mean, I don't know where you got the story.
That's right.
I don't know who's behind it. Mm-hmm. I found out the news media will lie all over the place because there's money behind it. And if they write, they print something that somebody else doesn't like and the sponsor doesn't like it, that changes it a little bit here. No, that's not the truth. The truth, which is this, because this is a manifestation of God.
Yes.
And we've spent a lot of time last week establishing the fact and the things that Jesus said. So, let's go over now to Psalm. And in the, oh, there's so much there. I get over here and I want to just stay here. And, but in the 86th Psalm, or 85th Psalm, before I say anything about this, do you remember, particularly with Professor Stevens, and we talked about Hesed? It's very difficult to translate into another language. Mm-hmm. But a person that speaks Hebrew, well, the way that language is organized, it's very clear. Mm-hmm. Hesed is a covenant word. Mm-hmm. Translated mercy, mm-hmm. loving kindness, mm-hmm. in some cases compassion, but mercy. You find mercy in the King James Bible in the First Covenant, 99 9/10 times it is chesed.
Right.
And it literally translated is. The lesser is blessed by the greater on an equal basis.
Mm.
Well, now, when you take it like that, you can understand it's, that is mercy.
Yes, it's mercy.
That is mercy.
Yes.
God has every legal right just to wipe us out.
Mm. Wow, that's good.
Because just the natural human being is just crosswise with God. I mean, it's because of sin and falling short of the glory of God. But once we've been born again, then we studied from the book of Philippians last week, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not be robbery, not robbery, to be called equal with God. Why? Because we're His joint heir. So you take that word mercy and you understand it like that. But Hesed is so powerful.
Mm.
And When David found out that Jonathan had been killed, and those two had literally a blood covenant between them.
Yes.
And so then he found that out, and then he said, is there no one in his family to whom I can show mercy, to whom I can show chesed?
Yes. Yes.
I'm in covenant with his family. Can you see that? I'm in covenant with the family. That's the reason he would never harm Saul, because he had been God's chosen. God had made him king. And he even though Saul was had a bad spirit of jealousy about him and tried to kill David.
Yeah.
I mean, he got up close enough to him to cut the hill, clothes off, a piece of it with garment, and then he wished he hadn't done that.
Yes.
This is a book of covenants, and it's full of mercy and goodness and kindness and the goodness of God, and it's got a lot of meanness in it because of the devil. But notice this. Psalm 85, in verse 8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace, shalom, unto his people and to his saints. Let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in their land. Mercy,
amen.
Chesed,
yes.
And truth. Woo, glory to God, are met together. So now we know the truth. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I'll tell you what, if that doesn't set you on fire, your wood's wet. I mean, it's just, amen. Now, that brings me to this place that I want to bring this up right here. I've had planned to do it down here later, but the Lord just changed my plan. So let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second letter to the Corinthians from the Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit. Oh, this fourth chapter. You gotta love it. Now, let's introduce faith. Because none of this is, if faith is not involved, then you're just kidding yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So, verse 13. No, thank you, Lord. Let's look at verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not.
Thank you, Lord.
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel, which is the truth,
yes,
be hidden, it is hidden from them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For God, and we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to come down here and touch on this area here, and then we'll back up here for a minute. Okay. We're going down. Mm-hmm. We, verse 13, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. What? Truth.
Yes, sir.
The word.
Yes.
In love.
Yes.
Now, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. Listen now. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Yes, yes, yes.
The facts can never change the truth.
That's right. That's good.
That's a word.
That's right there.
I don't care what they are.
Come on.
Now, I was blessed to have learned this early on. And I learned it in ministering to people. Mm-hmm. Continue to want to tell me the facts. But what's the truth about it? And I don't care what something on your physical body, whatever it is, that's a fact.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, you're just in denial. Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
I don't deny that it exists.
Right.
That's foolish. But I deny its right to exist in my body.
Yeah.
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 That's good.
And Gloria and I were blessed to learn that early on so that in ministering to people. Mm-hmm. And want to continue to stay on the fact of the matter.
Right.
Instead of allowing and opening up their knower to know that they're healed. Now that you know it. And one of the ways that I picked that up was with Brother Kenneth Hagin.
Mm.
Now, and I'll go through this again for those in the radio and television audience here that have been maybe not all that familiar with his life and ministry. But they induced labor on his mother in August of 1917, to save her life. His grandmother, his grandfather was a doctor. And so she had worked with, I believe I have this right, but anyway, I know for a fact that she had assisted medical people, and she was working with the doctor that was working with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he tells the story that when he was born, and this is 1917, in McKinney, Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is backwoods, back that far back.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandmother told him, she said, you weren't any bigger than a rat tail comb. She said, I could hold you in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell how premature that was.
Mm.
So nothing about him developed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived anyway. He just kept living.
Huh.
Well, he tells this, he said, I knew somehow it was there in Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Mm.
And he said, I just stayed there. I just parked there and just camped there.
Yes.
And he said, I was better in the mornings because he said, later on in the day, I was more paralyzed and I couldn't see very well.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he's in the same condition, and he'd been on that Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25
mm-hmm.
for 16 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I want you to get. And this is what impressed me so. Now, he wasn't hearing an audible voice of God. I've only heard the audible voice of God once.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm open.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, it's exciting and all that. But it's this inward voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every born-again person has it, but you have to train it.
Yep.
And learn to listen to it.
Yes.
And it takes time to do that. But anyway, early one morning, he heard in his spirit, well, so, you believe you're healed. He said, I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
laying there in the bed, paralyzed from the waist down. But he heard it in his spirit.
Right.
So you believe you're well. I sure do. Well, well, people ought to be up this time of day. What happened? He came to the place where he knew. Couldn't walk a lick, weighed 89 pounds, but he knew. He said, I sure do. Well, well, people ought to be up this time of day. So he got up. He couldn't get up, but he got up.
Jesus. Right there.
Oh, so good. So he's paralyzed from the waist down. And he said, my legs felt like two chunks of wood. Now listen to me, class. He asked the doctor, he said, why is it if I drink something hot or cold, it goes way over here to the left before it ever gets down to my stomach? He said, son, now I'm gonna tell you the truth. He said, you were born so premature. The reason it's impossible for you to live, if we could, which we can't, we would have to replace everything in your chest cavity. We'd have to replace your heart. We'd have to replace all your plumbing. We'd have to replace your lungs. Everything in there would have to be replaced. That's the reason it's impossible for you to live. But God. He got a hold of the truth himself. Jesus said, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He said, I threw my legs out of that bed, and he said, I couldn't feel them. He said, I just caught a hold of the bedpost and hung on there. He said, I want to announce. Now listen. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I want to announce to Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great Holy Spirit, and all the angels in this room and every devil from hell, I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. He knew it.
Yes.
It is in his knower.
Yes.
He gnosko'd that.
Yes.
Amen. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, those nerves in my legs started coming back alive. And he said, it felt like 10,000 needles sticking in my leg. And he said, I started crying, but it wasn't because it hurt. It's because I could feel it. And he said, all of a sudden, I stood out of that bed, healed from the top of my head to my feet. Look, think about what happened inside of him. New lungs, new plumbing, new heart. He lived 86 years and didn't do anything but preach.
Thank you, Jesus.
And some people thought he wrote Mark 11, 22. And he taught it to me, and he taught it to Gloria, and he taught it to millions of others like us. And that's the reason I'm sitting here today with any kind of faith knowledge at all. It's because of these two spiritual giants, these spiritual generals, Oral Robertson, Kenneth E. Hagin, and then many others that I've known. Oh, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Rex Humbard. I get the biggest kick out of him. And R.W. Shambaugh. I got so tickled at him. He said he looks over there in that column where there's lost money in the newspaper, you know. He said, I look for Shambaugh, Shamboozle, Shambanger. He said, anything close, I'll call him. Oh, I never knew A.A. Allen. He was gone before I came along, but then if you knew Shambaugh, you knew A.A. Allen. That's where he was. And we supported their ministry, and just a powerful, powerful thing. Knowing. And I've said this before, but it's worth telling again. Now, he had trouble with his heart a number of times over the time, but there are certain things he had to learn. But that heart was so powerful and so strong. And that day in August, when he departed, he said, you know that when you hear that I'm gone, you know I was satisfied.
Okay.
Well, he just come back in town, he and Aretha. And Jerry Horton would come over and fix Bragman's Inn. Now, David Horton Jr. is very close to us and their ministry and so forth. But David Horton Sr., oh, I tell you, he's another one. I love that man. But he'd gone on, and anyway. And she'd go over there and cook for them when they'd come home. And so he ate a big breakfast. And he said he wanted another bowl of strawberries and cream. Mm. So she fixed him another bowl of strawberries and cream. And he was just sitting there at the breakfast table. And he looked over there at Aretha and smiled, and his head just went on. Wasn't anything wrong with him. He just satisfied. He was just satisfied. And so, and of course, Ken Jr. called me just immediately and pray. And so, oh, all of us just went into prayer, and they rushed him to the hospital and got up there. And it was a lot going on. Anyway, he called me back. And he told me what's going on. He said, I know he's gone. Because they can't find any sign of life about him, except his heart beats. It wouldn't quit. And I looked inward and sat there for a minute and prayed in the spirit there for a second or two. And I said, Kent, that's a supernatural heart. And I really think you and the family are going to have to go back down there at that hospital and turn it off. Ken said, well, I knew it. I just didn't want to do it. But that's what they had to minister to that heart by faith and tell it to stop. If that heart had lived by faith, on faith, since he was, oh, it's till that happened when he was, 17? Yeah, right before his 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. Is it August? He was. And now he's 86. Yeah. So they went back down there and laid hands on him and told him goodbye. And it stopped. And you should have been at that home-going service. I'm telling you, ever faith nut and tape worm and all country were there because of all of us learned it off his tapes, you know. And together in the Rhema Church there in Tulsa. And I mean, everybody's shouting at everybody else, waving at one another back across the room, you know. And I turned around in glory and I said, this is heaven. We're seeing people we hadn't seen in years. Yes. And Noah, everybody's just full of joy. Mm-hmm. Because look what had happened to all of our lives.
Yes.
Because of what God did through this man.
Yes.
And because of him, we knew things.
That's right.
We'd learned. And we had things in our spirit being that would never be taken away from us. And we're out of time again today. So let's just give the Lord a great praise. Hallelujah. We'll be back in just a minute. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Issues, plans, decisions, daily rhythms. Who knows the best way to approach life in general? As a believer, that answer is easy. God the Father has given us a guidebook in the Bible. Though how often does it seem like wisdom, specifically for the next right thing, is a mystery. Finally grasp how to get the wisdom you need for the crucial decisions you have to make through Wisdom, the Principal Thing by Kenneth Copeland. In this audio series, Kenneth explains simply and clearly how to receive God's wisdom and apply it to your life. Wisdom is the key to knowing what to do with the truth you read in God's Word. Proverbs says wisdom is crying out loudly to you. This series discusses the treasures wisdom has ready for you. Learn keys to receiving God's wisdom when a situation has you stumped, and discover how to believe for a wealth of insights, concepts, and ideas to use for anything that life brings. God's wisdom should be part of every believer's daily walk. Learn how to make it the principal thing in your life. Request your free copy of Wisdom, the Principal Thing by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
These are powerful truths of life, and it takes experience and training to live this way every day, day in, day out. You don't bounce in and out. You just every day, day in, day out, the word in, the word out, word. Particularly hearing it and listening to it, hearing people teach it and preach it. Drag out some of those old tapes, glory to God. If you got anything to play them on. Amen. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of our class here reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Glory to God forevermore.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.